you're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg. While we may be very engaged in giving service to our community or giving thanks to Heavenly Father, especially at this time of year, these acts may be a little confusing to children. Have your kids ever asked you why you help someone else, why you pay fast offerings, why you donate clothing, toys, or something else to the needy? I know explaining to my three-year-old giving is a difficult thing sometimes. So to help children better understand the reasons behind giving, Rob Lieber, an author and financial columnist for the New York Times, has some really excellent tips. He explains that while he and his wife are raising their young family, they give each of their children three jars for money. One jar is for short-term spending, one jar is for long-term spending, and the last jar is for giving to others, to help others. So when the children ask who the third jar is really for or why they need to give, Lieber says, it's easy for parents to fall back on really vague answers, like because it's the right thing to do or because it's part of our religious tradition. So he says, instead of saying that, explain to your children a time when you or your ancestors were given help in a time of need. Maybe you come from immigrant heritage, or maybe your pioneer ancestors struggled across the plains and were given food and shelter along the way. Or maybe you yourself have struggled or fallen on hard times in the past and relied on church welfare or the kindness of others to help you get by. Sharing these types of stories with your children will not only help them appreciate their own family history, but they will also understand why service is a necessary part of life to help all of God's children succeed. Lieber concludes by saying, quote, telling our children these stories has helped make our present-day volunteer work and donations more real. And once you do, chances are they will know just what to do with that money accumulating in their give jars to help as much as they possibly can. So for more ideas on how to serve and give back in your community, you can visit giveback.org. Also, be sure to check out the latest radio episode of Here to Help on MormonChannel.org, where they interview a group that gives free haircuts for a cause. There are so many different ways to serve if we're simply willing to look around. The quote of the day comes from John D. Rockefeller, one of the richest men to ever live, and he said, I believe the power to make money is a gift from God to be developed and used to the best of our ability for the good of mankind. Thank you so much for listening. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.